Blog Talk Radio.
Your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist, and now, Broken Earth.
Hi, everybody. It's Nunu. I've been a bit under the weather, so we'll see how well I'm able to hold up tonight. We may have to end a little early, you know, just depending on how my throat and head's doing. But tonight we do have quite a bit planned for you. You know, we do have a Mary Hate and Trashly episode. We also have some stories about some, you know, funny things that have been going on, and also time slips. So let's kick back and get started. And when we get back, brace yourselves. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu. Have a great time.
a pure joy of being here. I mean that. That's great. That was Frank Garson on piano.
Hi. Hey, Mary Hay.
Hey, Trashlag.
How are you?
I am actually awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Cool.
Comfy cozy right now.
Oh, I know. It's so cool outside, and it makes you want to snuggle up under a nice furry blanket.
Or your fur coat, sponsored by The Row, our clothing line. Hello. Just wear furs and smoke lots of cigarettes.
And drink lots of gin.
And kiss our old men.
That's my old man. Literally. So what has been going on in the celebrity team news over the past, like, 5-6 days?
Oh, man, it's been a lot. I guess we'll have to just sort of bring things down and just kind of talk about a random array of items.
Well, let me tell you this. I was on Facebook a few days ago.
Oh, Lord bless you.
I know, it's so lame. But I was just kind of going through my feed, and there's a friend of mine who was posting something about T.I.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that T.I. claimed that he takes his daughter to the gynecologist every year after her birthday to make sure she's still a virgin. And my friend was like, what kind of medieval stuff is this? And I was just like, no, he's full of crap. He's just talking, because what woman's healthcare person would actually do something like that? And you can't even tell.
Well, let's hear it from T.I.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah, let's pull some stuff up. Hold on one second. And actually, just so you know, the ladies who the podcast he was on, they actually took it down for getting so much backlash from lots of women just very upset at their reactions because they were giggling all the way through it, you know. And they said that, you know, it was, they were surprised, they were shocked, it was awkward, and I can understand that. Just being kind of taken aback and then laughing. So you may not have had the what you genuinely, it's going to be an awkward situation, so you may not act genuinely how you would feel.
Yeah.
And
you're
also dealing with a celebrity, and you're dealing with T.I., who is a misogynist freaking, he's every M-word, misogynist, masochist, moron, mofo, just like,
but see, I could,
all
I could,
of it.
Honestly, I could see myself laughing, because, you know, when I'm in situations that have me just like thinking, like, are you serious?
Is this happening?
I laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is this really happening? And so, you know, I laugh at the strangest things. I laugh at the weirdest moments, and people look at me like,
well, that's comedy. And
I
that's
know,
comedy.
Because it's just like, well, play the
okay.
Play. Yeah, play.
Okay,
the,
yeah, now I've
yeah.
found it.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go.
Have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh.
We'll sit down and the doctor will come and talk. And, you know, the doctor's maintaining a high level of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, you know, sir, in order for me to share the information, I say, Deja, they want you to sign this. Then they come and say, okay, I just want you to know there are other ways besides sex that the hymen can be broken. Bike riding, other forms of athletic physical activity.
Is she an athlete?
No. I say, look, doc.
She's not.
She don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bikes. She don't play no sports, man. Just check the hymen, please. So what are you...
So, you know, this is alarming on so many reasons. And you were saying what medical provider would do this? There's lots of people who would do it for money. You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But there's lots of people who would do it for money. And so that just rules anything out.
Yeah,
I mean,
was wondering if maybe somebody just could be taking his money and just telling him, you know, she looks healthy, she's fine, she's good. And just, you know, just because, you know, they really can't
they really can't tell.
Right.
You know, just to keep him coming back. But still, I mean, it's so... I mean, I'm telling you, this is, I was shocked too, but I was thinking, but you kind of, you know, you were talking about Tiny and her friends before and about how they're just sort of like sycophants with him and let him say whatever.
Because he's the head cock. He is that guy.
Oh my God.
I truly believe that he was a pretty boy in school, in high school, and got lots of ladies and he did his thing, and T.I.'s smart. He's an intelligent person, and he's good looking, and so he's just, and he has this sort of air about him, and I think in his world, he takes the lead, and he has trained up Tiny, got with her when she was really, really young. There is a song, I'm going to find it for you guys later. And in this song, he raps about a relationship, and he raps about bringing up someone. And to me, it is exactly his relationship with Tiny. And it makes you wonder what, you know, this poor young girl did anything to be with him and stay with him. She was on his podcast that he has, and they were talking about relationships, and they were kind of talking about their relationship, and you wanted them to go delve more into the cheating or into how they got past it or how they resolved that, and they were real, and he even in from the beginning, he said, hey, what's off the table? Like, he asked her, mm-hmm. You know, what's off the table? What can we not talk about? And she was all about it, but they really didn't delve into it, and then he would talk over her all the time. It was so frustrating to me. And in one part, she was talking about how she was talking about your daughters. What happens with men is they get back what they do to women through their daughters, and what she was saying was spot on. It was spot, and he just kept talking over. And let me just pull, because this to me is typical T.I. And then when you talk about him with that Candace Owens business, because that was, which, okay, let's see. Here we go.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
What you mean treated like shit?
Huh? I mean, you know.
Okay, now listen, don't get me in my feelings, okay?
That's what you...
That's, I mean, I
get
that. You
got to get some kind of payback.
What you mean?
That's what daddies do. They get payback for doing the type of... They get payback for doing the kind of things that they do to women.
No, 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 no.
When their daughters grow up, it's like a listen to us.
I don't see how he can listen to that voice.
Now, we all know that marriage and relationships are not easy subjects to talk about, especially when
well,
you talk about it with the opposite sex.
He got with her. He got with her. And we all have, you know, our voices can go lots of different ways depending on our attitudes and moods. And I'm sure my man gets really annoyed when I get that high-pitched voice and I get really excited. And I'm like, ah! And, you
Your
know,
husband does not get annoyed by anything you do.
That's hilarious. That is not the case. But I'll let you believe that. This man is literally, he doesn't even understand the concept of, like, what you put out and how you treat women may come back. You may have to deal with that when your daughter is dating men. Like,
Because he's so narcissistic.
Yes.
And he's not as smart as he thinks he is. He might be smarter than the people that he surrounds himself with, but he's a moron.
All the M's.
All the M's. Just like Kanye.
And you know, yeah, and we'll talk about him.
And I know you. I know. But I know Kanye's your cousin.
My cousin. But no. But before we leave T.I., so T.I. was on this panel for Revolt, and it was put together with old freaking silly, ridiculous P, Puff Daddy, P Diddy, Diddy, Sean Combs, Pootie, whatever.
Pootie.
It was him, Killer Mike, Candace Owens, and there were like three other individuals, you know, yada, yada, yada. And during this conversation, every time Candace would speak, he would talk over her. He kind of talked over a lot of the women at, like, certain times, but really Candace, and I think that's a part of his flirtation device. I think he tries to, like, you know, he was trying to put her in a place and trying to tell her about herself. You know, I mean, there's things to tell Candace because, you know, but he was also flirting with her. It's like his way of getting in is talking over women, showing that he is an intellect or thinks about things. And then, but I want to hear from you. Oh, but no, sweetheart. He'll call her sweetheart. Or like, really? You don't need to patronize me in you trying to give me facts or talk over me or ask my medical provider if I still have hymen. Like, who? Who thinks that? That's not okay. That's not okay.
I know.
And Tiny, really? Wow. And so didn't his daughter stop following him on?
Yes, she stopped following him on social media. She stopped following everybody in the family on social media because I think she just didn't want to deal with it. Plus, from everything that I've read about her reaction to the situation, it almost seemed as if maybe she, like, it didn't happen, but she didn't want to have people know he was a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But she also just didn't really want to respond. Like, you know what I mean? The whole situation just seemed like he was gassing something up. And it just got weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he was saying it like he was the man that could do whatever he wanted. And
yes.
That he has domain and then thumping his chest like Tarzan.
Yes.
And in reality,
it's not.
He's dealing with somebody who is 18-year-old and she's an adult now and she has her own personality. And it was extremely embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really, really embarrassed
her. Well, wouldn't you want to move past it quickly? Like, let's not talk about this, really.
That's disgusting. I mean, I'm serious. I would feel feel so, like, I mean, I don't even have the words to say how that would make me feel if that was being said about me.
And that's your dad.
Yeah.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
Well, great. So that's conversations that people are going to have about you while you're in college and, you know, while you're going off to school and with your friends and anyone you try to date.
That's just
ridiculous. And this man is a man who cheats on his wife. Like, it's just
peanut butter and jelly.
Hey, man.
And
every day, Monday through Friday.
And the thing is,
or
is
what is that? Monday through Friday? No, let's do 7 days. Let's do 7 days. Not just five. Hey, man.
But yeah, I mean, knowing, because you can see the stuff he says and see things with him and him tripping. Remember when he was tripping on Tiny for hanging out with Mayweather?
Yeah.
I mean, seeing all that stuff.
After he's been caught so many times.
Yeah, and then having him be it one way with you and realize that, I mean, all of that's out of fear because he's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's scared about what's going to happen because he's been the worst of the worst.
He's scared, but he's scared, but then it's like,
It's coming out as
karma. Doesn't have to worry. I don't have to worry about it.
It's coming out as bravado.
Yes. Misogynist. And then it's like he was upset, you know, with Iggy. You know, he was talking about how, you know, oh, Iggy Azalea, you know, I'm upset with that. You know, I kind of messed that up. And, you know, the Breakfast Club, he was on the Breakfast Club when he was talking about this, and they were like, well, explain it more. And he was just basically saying, you know, Iggy, once she got some notoriety and more of a white audience started liking her music, then she sort of shifted. And he was like, and so I messed up on that. I really messed up. And so Iggy was just like, okay, really? Well, I could spill the tea on all of this, on you and who you are, but I'm not going to do that. And then cut to a week later, and this happens. She's probably like, case closed, y'all. Case closed.
Well, I mean, and it's weird because, you know, he was trying to pump her up, and everybody thought she was a joke.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's not the brightest human being.
Well, so.
Like Kanye.
You just really want to talk about Kanye.
I want to always talk about Kanye.
Kanye wants to talk about Kanye.
But Kanye doesn't want to talk about me. Kanye, meet me in Brooklyn at 137.
Okay.
Meet me in Brooklyn at 137.
He's not Cardi B.
On Thursday, and we're going to fight.
Because Cardi B would meet you there. And she just did. With two people from her Instagram page that wanted to put on a fight with Cardi B. And one of them was
a fan. But she actually left her home at 12:30 and went to go meet these people. And they posted up on Instagram Live like she was ready to fight.
See, and they stole my stuff.
That was our stuff. That was our
Well,
bit.
You know, when I say mine, I mean ours.
Sure. And speaking of, your brother, Bob Mann, was like, you guys can't do this. You guys can't go start a fight with Cardi B. We're like, yes, we can.
We can totally start a fight with Cardi B. Cardi B would totally show up for a fight. And then.
Are we talking about this 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. And then 2 weeks later, Cardi B is trying to show up in Brooklyn at 1:37 to a fight.
And then got mad at a YouTuber for calling it out. Because the YouTuber has her show. It's like, what's her name of her show? Impressive, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
And she was actually like, why would she be there? Like, doesn't she have better things to do?
No, she doesn't.
You know, and it just sent Cardi all the way off because she said, you know, doesn't she have her daughter? And Cardi does not like anyone talking about that she's not a good mom. Okay, understandable, but she wasn't trying to diss you on the front. She was just like, don't you have something better to do than fight some random human who's going off on your Instagram
page? In Brooklyn at 1:37.
I tell you.
Just meet me in Brooklyn. Cardi B, meet me in Brooklyn.
This is going to be a fight.
It's going to be a fight. Meet me. What were we saying? We were so ridiculous.
We were that day.
We were cracking up.
And
ridiculous.
We thought we were great.
We thought we were the funniest people in the world.
And we weren't that funny.
And Aaron was just
Aaron
like,
was very concerned.
She was like, why would Cardi B even deal with you? Why wouldn't Cardi B deal with me?
It's the case. That is the case.
And someone else did it.
And she met him there. Case. Another case closed.
Case closed. Right again.
Okay, so your cousin.
Your cousin Kanye. And his Christian genus billionaire.
You guys, I was writing like what we may talk about. And I put Christian genus, and I was like, wait, billionaire. And I was like, wait, that's penis. That's not genius. Oh, my God.
It works.
It works. But so Kanye, he was at, it was like a tech kind of festival, and he was talking, he was with his partner for Yeezy, and they were talking about where the company is going. They were talking about using more sustainable products, really cool ideas, and he was, you know, just riffing the
mm-hmm.
way he does.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he was talking about how, you know, basically that Forbes has been denying him being, you know, on the billionaire list and yada, yada, yada.
Because he's not a billionaire.
Well,
duh.
Hello.
Forbes won't let me on there either, dude.
So then what you need to do is call yourself Christian Genius. Christian Genius Billionaire. And that way, you just change your name. Because Kanye said that he was just going to change his name. And then that way people would basically have to call him that.
Because it's his name.
Because it's his name. So he is taking manifesting
To a whole new level.
To a level where one cannot be denied.
My name is Daily Peanut Butter and Jelly. Daily Peanut Butter and Jelly. With a little milk on the side. That's what I'd like to be known as from now on.
I think this guy, I mean, so off of his new album, Jesus is King. Which, mind you, was a number one, right? And so now he is tied with like top rap albums, I think, with Eminem. 9 consecutive top number ones. But Jesus is King. What is my favorite? I mean, I laughed so hard. I remember going outside because Aaron was on the front porch, and I was like, hey, is this real? I mean, my old man who I smoke cigarettes with and wear fur coats with, I went outside, and I was like, hey, are you okay? Have you had your insure today? And then before we talked more about it, I said, listen here. Kanye has a song where he mentions Chick-fil-A. He says that Jesus is his Chick-fil-A. And he was like, no, you are lying. I go, no, I'm not lying. And just so you guys know that I'm not lying, if you have not heard this already, listen.
You're my number one. With the lemonade, raise our sons. Train them in the faith. Do temptations. Make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus. Listen and obey. No more living for the culture. We nobody slave. Stand up for my home.
Where is the Chick-fil-A part?
Even if I take this walk alone, I bow down to the King upon the throne.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
It's almost over. The song is almost over.
Let's
see.
Watch out for vipers. Don't let them indoctrinate. Close on Sunday.
Here it is.
You my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one.
That's it.
With the lemonade.
You're my number one, yeah, with the lemonade. Closed on Sundays. You're my Chick-fil-A. I mean, I just...
When I heard you playing that before, I thought maybe it was just some joke of some guy. It's a joke.
It's a real... And here's the thing about Kanye. He does the joke. He does the, you know, sarcasm. And it can work. It works. It has worked.
He's serious.
It has totally worked. Even in the joke and being serious, it works. This, though, this
just,
is not.
It just shows that I wish that he still had his mother here.
Oh, Donda.
I mean, he needs his mother.
As we all do. As we all do.
He needs his medication and his mama. He needs to be in a straitjacket.
Don't say that.
He needs to be in a straitjacket.
He does not need to be in a straitjacket.
He's not going to let you
Trashly, that is straight trash.
Listen.
Too much.
I'm just saying that he would not allow someone just to give him a shot. So he needs to be.
Yeah, I think he would.
He needs to be in a
straitjacket. When he's all about taking his meds. When he's not being creative. When he's not recording, he takes his meds.
And he
said that in interviews. He said that with him.
For the creativity.
Because he needs it all. And he doesn't want blockage. Which, as a person who's creative,
you
understand that.
Yeah, I can understand that. But the thing is that dude is nuts.
aren't we all? I mean, aren't we all squirrels? Aren't we literally all squirrels?
Okay. But you're...
We may be more reined in.
Your cousin.
more reined in than my cousin, maybe.
Your cousin is tripping.
Yeah, he is. And sometimes I just am like, when, you know, he's good. He needs to keep having Kim get a surrogate, and they keep having more babies. He just needs to keep, because that's the only way he's going to keep this locked. Because he is wearing her out.
I know.
I'm sure he is.
But I mean, that's what they do, though. They make men nuts, and they make them.
So you think she's met her match?
They all do. They make men nuts. They do.
But Kanye is different. I mean, because he is actually bringing her the noise and the funk as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, they do. I mean, every single one of them have driven a man somewhere that when he got back from it, he wasn't the same.
Ooh, so we can't wait to see what happens with Travis Scott.
I
can't wait to see what happens with Travis Scott. But Travis Scott is already, he had his side piece, as we talked about before. So, I guess
he
nothing.
Might be too young.
Oh, but see, oh, what about the, speaking of, Travis just had his big Astroworld festival, right? And Kylie was there. She brought Stormy, of course. And this is a big deal because this is off the heels of Drake's had his birthday party where Adele was at showing her little tail. She's just out and about with everybody. She's just flirting all the way down. But anyway.
She deserves it.
Well, I mean,
she deserves it. What she was putting up with.
What did she put up with?
I'm not even. Okay, you know what? I'm about to be real petty.
What was she putting up with? What was
Adele was putting up with a guy that looked like that.
Well, anyway,
I know.
Kylie was flirting, and like there was a lot of like, ooh, movement with Drake. There was, and everybody, the rumors were going wild.
Kylie is too
with
old
Drake.
For Drake. Kylie's too old for Drake.
Oh, please, let's not go there. That's a deep dive, and that is too deep. And we are not discussing Millie Bobby Brown today. Not today, Lord. Not today.
Or Pebble Flintstone.
But, so, the sicko mode, Travis Scott, Drake, just that album, fire, so good. And now what if Drake hits up with Kylie? Man, it's just incestuous. Too much.
Man, if Drake does that, Drake is might as well just kiss all his fortune and everything goodbye. Well, you know
no,
what?
They got their own money.
What I was actually going to say, though, is that I'm pretty sure his mother wouldn't let that happen.
Oh, Travis's mom?
Not Travis's Drake. Even though Drake does some stupid stuff, I know that his mother wouldn't let it.
Well, he already hooked up with a porn star and had the baby by her. So, I think all bets are off.
Okay, never mind.
You know, the story of Adonis, man. The story of Adonis. Anyway, so what else are we going to talk about?
I think what we should probably do, let me see the time on this, because we may have to put everything else into a different video, or a different recording. We are on 28. Yeah, let's call this one a moment, and
it's a moment.
And take a break and do another one. We will see you guys in just a moment, guys.
a blonde beneath the young, the young, the young. No return, no return.
Boston resident Rachel Valerio thought her $90 a night Airbnb apartment in Manhattan was a good deal until she realized she had booked an apartment in a New York City Housing Authority complex. The apartment was reportedly highly rated on Airbnb in Chelsea. Valerio told the Times that it smelled like gas and there was a roach trap next to the bed. On the plus side, the apartment in the Housing Authority's Fulton Houses was next door to the High Line and Chelsea Market. Valerio saw the letters NYCHA in the lobby. Not knowing what they stood for, she did an internet search and was shocked to discover that they stood for the Maligned Public Housing Agency. Subletting a government-subsidized apartment is illegal, but it does occasionally happen. In a statement to Fox 5 News, NYCHA said, illegal subletting of NYCHA apartments on Airbnb is prohibited by HUD regulations and by our lease agreement. We are investigating the matter. Airbnb refunded Valerio's money. New York City Councilman Richie Torres says he will hold hearings to ascertain the extent of Airbnb rentals in NYCHA housing.
One very strange realm of the paranormal is that of what are known as time slips. This is where a person will suddenly find themselves in surroundings that seem to be alien, far removed from the reality they know, entrenched in another time. In these cases, these witnesses tell of being surrounded by a scene from another era, decades, or even centuries past, witnessing events unfolding around them that have happened long ago, only to find themselves whisked back to the present, leaving them bewildered. These time slips seem to be liable to happen anywhere, to anyone, but there seem to be places where this time slip anomaly is more pronounced than others. And one of these is a rather posh little street in England, which has accrued quite a few amazing reports of people being transported to times long gone. And this article is called Mysterious Time Slips on a Liverpool Street by Brent Swanser from Mysterious Universe. Located in Liverpool, England, is a quaint little street lined with shops and cafes leading from Clayton Square up to the famous Church of St. Luke. Mostly closed to cars, Bold Street is a place where one can stroll around, do some shopping, sit out and people watch at a cafe, or get a drink at one of the area's many bars or pubs. It's mostly a pleasant place to take a stroll. The street has a bit of a history behind it. Originally designed as a rope walk, essentially a narrow lane where materials are laid out to be twisted into rope, and Bold Street was measured as the perfect standard length for the ropes needed for sailing ships of the day. But with merchants increasingly finding it necessary to live nearby, the area evolved into a residential district in the late 18th century, and the rope walk became a sort of gathering place and place for small businesses to cater to the influx of people into the area, going on to be seen as an upscale, fashionable shopping district in later decades. In modern days, it's a popular place to walk and shop for locals and visitors, but it has also oddly become rather well known in the world of the paranormal for its frequent reports of time slips. In the 1980s, there was the curious case of a woman who was eating lunch at one of the area's cafes when the otherwise clear and sunny day suddenly became dark, as if a cloud had covered the sun. The lady looked outside and realized that, oddly, the throngs of shoppers who had been walking about moments before were gone, and that the few people still out there were dressed in what appeared to be 1950s-style clothing. When the surprised witness looked around, her interior of the restaurant had also been changed, and sitting next to her was a dapper gentleman in a 1950s-style vintage suit. The man apparently struck up a conversation with her, and as they talked, she looked back to the street briefly, but when she looked back towards the curious man she had just been talking to, he was gone, and the restaurant was back to normal again. The street outside once again crowded with people, and the day bright and sunny again. Another strange case happened with a young lady named Imogen, who had gone to Bold Street to buy a present for her sister's baby shower. She found a baby supply store called Mother Care and went about getting the gifts, surprised by how cheap the prices were. Yet things got very weird when she went to pay for them. When she took out her credit card to pay, the clerk looked at the card as if it was some alien artifact, not seeming to really recognize at all what it was, and informed Imogen that they only accepted cash. Later on, she related the strange experience to her mother, who was surprised to hear that since the Mother Care store had been closed a long time ago and there was a bank at that location now. The insistent Imogen dragged her mother to the Mother Care store to prove it, but there was a bank there, just as the mother had said. Perhaps one of the most well-known reports of a time slip incident on Bold Street comes to us from the year 1996. A man named Frank was out shopping in the area with his wife, Carol. It was an otherwise clear and warm day for a stroll, and would have been a pleasant time out if it weren't for the weirdness they were about to encounter there. As they headed towards one of the shops, Frank ran into an acquaintance and stopped to talk as Carol went ahead towards a bookstore called Waterstone.
her husband telling her he would meet up with her there. Frank finished up his chat with his friend and went off to join his wife, and that was when he had the sudden and odd feeling that he did not recognize where he was. He went to where he was sure Waterstones was, but he could not locate it, and the street in general appeared different, and that it had just been a few minutes before. It was especially odd because Frank was supposedly an ex-policeman and was sure he knew the area well. It was a very disorienting feeling, and that the startled Frank began wandering around to see if he could get his bearings straight. As Frank looked around, a van drove by, beeping for him to get out of the way even, and this was where things get stranger yet. As it was a very old-fashioned type of delivery van with the name Kaplan's emblazoned on the side, he went over to the area of the street where there was car traffic and noticed that the other vehicles that could be seen there were of similarly vintage design from the 1950s. And as it dawned on him that something was amiss, he could see that other pedestrians around him were dressed in old-fashioned clothing that seemed to be the type worn in the 40s and 50s. He managed to find the building that he was certain must be Waterstones, but over the entrance was written the name Cripps, and in the windows were not books, but rather women's dresses and shoes of similarly vintage design as the people walking along all around him. This only added to his growing confusion and creeping sense that something was definitely wrong. Then he noticed a young woman in more modern attire standing at the entrance of the store looking just as confused as he was, and they both entered the store with quizzical looks on their faces. When they crossed the threshold, Frank then saw that they were in Waterstone's bookstore, and everyone within was wearing modern clothing as if nothing was amiss at all. The young woman, who had entered with a look of shock and an expression of confusion because it wasn't the clothing store she thought it would be. It would not be until later that Frank would figure out that Cripps had been a popular historical traditional dressmaking shop that had opened in 1848 and closed down in the 70s, and that the name of the van Kaplan's was also a delivery business that had closed down long ago. Another incident on a time slip on Bold Street is the story of a man called Sean who was at Bold Street in 2006, not to buy things, but to steal stuff. He was apparently caught shoplifting by a security guard, after which he fled down a street with the guard in hot pursuit. Unfortunately for Sean, the street turned out to be a dead end, but when he turned around, expecting to be arrested right there, the guard was nowhere to be seen. Sean warily went back out to the main street, and not only was there no sign of the guard, but the entire area looked different, with the shops changed. The road construction that had been going on was gone, trees were there that weren't supposed to be, and perhaps oddest of all, everyone was wearing 1960s-style clothing. It got even more surreal when he passed a newsstand and allegedly saw the date on the newspaper was May 18, 1967. The unsettled witness tried his cell phone but got no signal, and in a bit of a panic, he began walking down the street trying to figure out what was going on, and he finally entered a jeweler called H. Samuel. When he entered this store, he claims that a look out of the window showed that everything was still stuck in the 1960s, but when he went back outside, it had all turned back to normal, and his phone worked again. Making the case odder still is that a look at his watch showed that no time had passed while he was in his strange time slip, and the guard who had been chasing him would claim that the young shoplifter had just vanished into thin air right before his eyes. Interestingly, when the Liverpool Echo newspaper investigated the wild tale, they found that the shops and layout that Sean described was accurate for the area in 1967. There are numerous other accounts of people experiencing time slips at Bold Street, almost always going back to the 50s and 60s, and it makes one wonder why this should be happening here. What are these people experiencing,
And is this actual time slips in the past a peek into a parallel dimension, or simply their imaginations playing tricks on them? Paranormal investigators who have investigated these claims have come up with one theory that it could have something to do with the fact that Bold Street lies atop a large deposit of sandstone and quartz, which could be creating a magnetic field that could mess with perceptions or cause some sort of rift. Another idea is that the high voltage rails for the Liverpool subway system just happened to form a tight circle in the area of Bold Street, which could be causing some portal effect. Whatever the case may be, it is curious that this one little area should attract so many reports, and that they should all funnel back to that specific time period. What is going on here? It's very likely we'll never know for sure.
Hi, it's Nunu, and welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Remember, if you want to reach us outside of the show, you can reach us on Facebook under Broken Earth Radio Show, as well as Psychic Nunu. You can reach us on Instagram and Twitter under Psychic Nunu. Or if you're not really a social media person, you can also find us through Psychic Nunu on gmail.com. Well, I'm going to try a caller. We're going to try doing a reading and see how well my throat holds up and everything. Remember, if we have to end the show early, we will be back on Sunday because we've got all this stuff, you know, already ready. We're taking the caller at 480. Hi, this is Nunu. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Why don't you catch us up with whatever's on your mind, dear?
Okay, I'm trying to get me another place to stay that's somewhere cheaper. And I was wondering, do you see me? Actually, I applied for this one property, but I haven't heard nothing from them back. And I was wondering, do you see this coming through, or do you see me getting another property that's a little bit cheaper, or do you see me staying here?
Okay, so you've already applied to a place, so let's see what's going on with that. Okay, let's see. Okay, all right. All right. Well, this actually does look like this is something that's going to come through. One of the things do need to kind of let you know, though, is that it does look like you'll probably hear, if it's not happening next week, it'll probably be the following week, okay?
That will be perfect.
And so there's a couple of other things that are showing up here, too, like about how it looks like there's a stressor card here. Like there's something that it looks like that some hoops you might need to jump through because of the time frame of what you want or what they're talking about, you know, but it still looks like it'll happen. You still have a positive answer. So we'll just kind of see when it's all said and done. Because one of my issues is actually one that represents something that's, you know, something quick or something fast. It's like they want something to happen kind of quickly. And so you might be on a bit of a hustle to try to get some things together, you know, but
yeah,
it still looks like it'll happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
How long you think I'm gonna stay there? Oh, I don't know. If you have any time.
Let's see. Well, the reciprocation is traditional. It looks like your answer, because this is an awkward way that they're putting it. I actually have tradition. That just kind of means like, looks like you go in there, okay? And it does seem like something could happen along the way where, you know, some places they, when it comes to a certain time to like renew something, they go up a little bit, you know? So that tradition card, when I see where it sits, it kind of seems like you might end up deciding at some point along the way that you want to go. But if we keep this purely predictions, remember, because I want to keep this purely predictions, because Spirit is actually giving you a free will answer. if I was keeping this to purely predictions, I would say like maybe 2 years. But remember your answer.
That's good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But remember, because your answer is sort of like, it looks like things might go up, and so you might decide maybe I'll move. You know, it still is, there's still some free will there, you know, like you could stay.
Okay.
Yeah, but you might decide to go.
But it's my choice.
It's
right.
Your choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good time frame, actually. Okay. Well, finally, I look like I'm getting somewhere in life. All right. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Tasha. You have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, we're going to try another call. We're going to talk to the caller at 831. Hi, this is Nunu.
Hey, Nunu. I hope that you feel better soon. I can hear it in your voice. And I'm just like, oh. Do you drink tea at all? Are you resting? Are you, you know?
I'm trying to get some rest. I just can't seem to get enough. And I have to pry myself up to, you know, to do stuff, but I'm trying not to, I notice that when I sleep too long, I get real congested, so I need to sit up and move around. But yeah, it's a cold. It's not,
it's almost like spirit is sitting on you saying, you know what, you are always on the go. And you love humanity, and your light is so shiny, but we need to sit on you now, and you need to be resting.
Exactly.
Because if you weren't feeling like this, you would not be resting.
Exactly.
But my heart goes out. If you were closer, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to make some homemade soup for you, get some broth in you, and some tea, and, you know, some, I don't know if you like Hawaiian sweetbread, just, you know what I mean? Maybe some miso soup. Anyway, my heart goes out because I was sick for about 6 weeks, and it was really awful just to be tired and not feeling well. So I'm sending some love. I'm sending some love.
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, because I just hear it in you, and I was just like, oh, poor thing. I hope that you recover, you know, quickly, and, you know, maybe hopefully it's not too much more that you're feeling this way. And, you know, I don't know where you're at. Is there snow?
It's really cold. We had a little bit, but not a lot. But, yeah.
You're talking 30s, 20s, 10. I don't know, because it's Tennessee, right? So I was thinking, oh, my dad's out in Indiana, and, you know, people are in Texas. You know, people are, you know, it's really cold. And here I am thinking Jack Frost is giving me a hug, and it's only like 58 degrees. I'm like, you poor thing. But anyway, I'm sending love, and I just love your pictures on the show page, and you and your friends, you guys just uplift my spirits. I just really love all of what you guys share, and just your camaraderie, the energy that y'all have together, and I'm just sending love. And I had a question, and I have PTSD, and I won't always have it because I'm determined to dissipate it, but I wanted to know what spirit has to say about we went and attached the PayPal to the merchant account, but it's Mercury retrograde. I'm sorry. I'm sounding like I'm three. I can't say that word. And there was, I think they want to make sure that I'm nonprofit. And so my friend is moving, and she's the accountant, and she said, I'm going to get to this in a little bit because she has to move Wednesday and they're packing. The email that I have to it was stolen out of my car by one of the three people up at the college, and it was my fault for leaving my wallet because they're just following me outside of the house. It's really awful, but I'm trying to focus on just doing what I love, and I've just had terror that, you know, there's a 12-month countdown. I think he's going to be completely gone in 12 months, where I'm going to be having to really provide for myself in 12 months. And I want to start now. And I'm hoping, is it going to show that money will start to come in as soon as December? And that will I be okay eventually as long as I just keep following my passion? Because I am terrified and I don't like being so scared.
Okay. So you want to know when money's going to start coming in, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for me that I make, so I don't need to worry
right.
about him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they're going down. I'm going to bring everything forward, and I can't live this way with my head in the sand. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, stand up for myself and taking all the steps. But I just really want to do what I love. I'm writing. I want to do several irons in the fire where I do YouTube and podcasting, and just it makes me so happy to uplift anyone who's down. And I know I need to walk through this and pay attention so I can say, hey, I've been there.
You know, January is really actually where I have my money card. Bear in mind that.
That's excellent.
Yeah. I was like going to say, bear in mind that, you know, sometimes these timelines are more about the process. So it's possible because of there's, you know, things that you're doing over the next few weeks, something could happen in December. Okay. But it, like, if I was looking at this, like, okay, this time is this and this time is this, my first money card shows up in January. So, yeah, that's where it looks like you start bringing something in. It also looks like there's somebody over. Let me tell you this real quickly. It also looks like there's somebody over like the next few months after that. There's like someone else that you're working with as well. It shows up as a partnership. Someone that you're getting involved with that kind of branches you out into some other direction too. So this is good. This is good.
So it'll show that I'll be okay. I won't be homeless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love where I'm at. And
it's also like you're, and I'm sorry to be interrupting you, dear. I need to turn you up
because my ear's starting
to get a little clogged up. But what it's looking like is you're branching out. You're talking to people. You're meeting people. People are inviting you to do this and that. So you're staying really, really busy. And as long as you're doing all this stuff that you love, you know, everything else will come with it. But what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
This kept me stuck with my mother, and she really abused me growing up, and I love her, and I know that she was abused, but I was too terrified to leave because of the PTSD, and then, of course, my soon-to-be ex-husband mirrored that back, and I really feel like, okay, all of this is happening, and once I catapult myself out of dropping false beliefs and just doing what I love, because she said I would never be able to read or write. I mean, to read even if I wanted to. The other jobs I did, I absolutely loved, and I never worried about it, and I was successful. But this involves reading and writing. I'm writing a novel. I want to blog. There's all this stuff I want to do. I have so much I want to say, and that means letting go of it. And I don't know all of the details, and I need to, like, let go of that and just follow what I love. But do you see me being able to just not only take care of myself but just soar, medical insurance, get myself a car that's going to get me from point A to point B? I like little Hondas. It doesn't have to be fancy. Just something that's going to get me to and from school, and I don't have to worry about it breaking down. And just feeling that sense of pride that I'm doing what I love, and I cannot believe I'm getting paid to do what I love. That's what I want to teach my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're doing it. You're doing it.
So don't worry.
Yeah.
Just focus on. I met with my accountant tonight, and the email, she has a photographic memory, thank God, and she remembered what it was, including the password, and it was not easy, and they had gone in a 15-minute window of me going back into the college to get some receipts that I needed for a federal grant, and had taken it out from behind my my wallet, but I have something strange that really happened, and I'm wondering if it's spirit that had spirit's hands in this situation. I came in contact with a document that showed in 2017 when I was in AFib fibrillation, getting my heart zapped, 11 days in the hospital, that there was a phone that my soon-to-be ex-husband purchased. And it was shocking. It had the number, and it was a hidden secret phone for the infidelity. And I sent it to my son, who hasn't responded, because I know that he's probably going to go, oh, my God, he's been cheating on my mother the whole time, you know, the one that's been with him. Was that spirit that put it in the file? Because I would have seen that. And I'm shocked. I think that that was what I needed to see to say, oof, I want absolutely nothing to do with you, and I don't even want to talk to you unless I have to pick up and drop off the kids, and I don't even care enough to even speak anything about it to you. Just he begged me to call him today, and I haven't, and I'm not. I want nothing to do with this person. And I just feel disgusted when I look at him, but I was kind. I just said, have a great weekend, but seriously, was that spirit that put it in that file?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, like I just feel like it's something that, to be honest with you, it may have been with some other stuff and it just got stuck in there, but you see it at the right time. You see it at the time when you're able to be like, okay, you know, it's at the right time. It's kind of like, I'm using this analogy, excuse me, because I'm teaching my son how to read cards, and he's so like, he's really young, and he's also like so concerned and having some anxieties about not knowing things. And I told him that spirit will only talk to you in the process that you're ready to receive. Okay. So if you're only like able to understand apples and oranges, they'll talk to you about apples and oranges, or they'll talk to you in a way that is like, you can analyze it, or, you know, have an analogy through apple and oranges like this. Okay. So it's kind of like there was a bunch of papers and stuff that got filed away. And then now that you're where you are, spirit is like, okay, now you can see it. And so when you're like, oh, you're able to receive the message. So I don't necessarily believe that spirit, you know, mysteriously put it in there, but they brought you to the place where it's time for you to be able to receive the information. Yeah. Because you may not have been able to cope with this information a year ago.
I wouldn't have been. It would have been, yeah. When I asked, just show me, just take me where he's at. The response I got was, do you really want salt in your wounds? And I said, no, actually I don't.
Right.
But it was really shocking to see that. But then it was like, I don't have any feel, like, I'm not mad. I'm just thank God you all got me out of that situation, and
mm-hmm.
that I'm healing. And I just feel like, oh, I mean, mm-hmm. you'll be able to know, girl, when you're talking to me now. I won't be like, is he going to change? No, you told me this is how he is. This is who he is.
Yeah, this is really who
and
he
you
is.
Were right. It was so,
yeah.
It's who he is, and it's who he's always going to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it sucks because, you know, we always want to give someone some sort of credit to transcend the situation, but some people are just,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're just where they are. And we, as we said before, too, even if by chance he was able to work through some of this stuff, it would be in a way where he would just be some, it would be fake, you know, or something that was just masking
yeah.
it and not genuinely working him through it, where he would just be some, you know, clown doing yoga and talking about breathing and letting things go, but not really giving, you know, anyone he's hurt closure with what he did, with apologizing. Just like, well, I let it go, so you have to let it go too, that type of thing. Yeah, so he's,
yeah,
it's still like, all about him. This is still all about him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was shocked because he was like bracing for impact when I dropped the children off and I had to carry my son's bags and put it on his bed and then walk out of the house because he let me come in to do that. He can't lift because of his surgery. Mm-hmm. And I just took a breath and I just said, have a really good weekend with the kids. And I just looked at him like, I know now. And he knew I knew. And I just walked out. And the next thing I know, 2 hours later, he's like, please call me. I'm not calling him, and I didn't. I'm not. There's absolutely no reason. The old
right.
self would have done it, but I see it. Do you see for me in about 2 years, like, just a really cool, amazing man coming into my life?
Let me see. Let's see.
I'm having a mad love affair with myself right now. I need to heal. So I thought I don't want to call that in again. So I need to make time, self-care and nurturing and, you know, self-love for a while.
There's actually a point here where it looks like there's a few people you're meeting that show an interest in you. It, you know, this, it's a little bit sooner, excuse me. It actually looks like it's around like next summer, but we'll see how you feel.
Awesome.
Like if you're really able to trust or if you even feel like dealing with someone else, you know, but yeah, it looks like it's around next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if I just say, hey, you know, if you really mean what you say and I need time, come back around in a year. And if, you know, you just, does it look like the person will come back around whenever I'm ready? Like not like I would just be doing me, you know, I wouldn't be
right.
expecting that person to wait or anything, but do you see this person being like making me really happy and then some?
Well, the thing is it looks like it's more than one. Like I said, it looks like there's people that you're meeting. So what we'll do
is... I'll just date for a little while before I choose.
Well, it's not even necessarily about you trying to date. It's just like, you know, you're doing all these things and you're meeting these interesting people that are showing you an interest. So we'll just kind of see how things go when you actually meet them. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to listen now.
Yeah, so this time period in your life is actually one that's, it's just kind of represented with you being someone that's just drawing people to you, and it's a very high self energy time. So the thing is I just want to see what you're really doing at that time, because you may just feel like these are cool people. There's lots to talk about. Let's go get some food. And you may not even necessarily see this, you know, people really pushing at you, but they're really drawn to you. Okay. So like
yeah,
I said, we'll see how
yeah.
you feel at the time. We'll see how you feel at the time.
Yeah. I think of my little babies and looking through their eyes and just really wanting them to have time to heal their little hearts too. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And just really take time to get into my groove and follow my passion. And like, you know, when the money's coming in and I'm doing what I love, I just want to be in that and talk with people, but just do me. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like what you were saying, like I'll go out and have something with you, but I don't feel right now for at least 2 years. I just from January 2020, 2 full years of just really loving and nurturing and just kind of like, I don't mean to be gross, but 31 flavors. take a little lick. Not that I'm a good girl, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. You can bring me flowers and take me out, but then I'm just going to do me, and if I feel like I want to be held, I'll go dancing. but I don't want to, I just kind of feel like I just want time to heal, because I was really hurt. But here's the beautiful thing. My father, that it mirrored my father relationship as well as with my mom, and those old wounds are actually healing because of this whole situation. And that's what I want to talk about and write about, that even when you're going through something horrific, when you ask Spirit, help me to look first through your eyes, second through my own, suddenly there are all these perspectives that don't take away from any of the sadness or the pain or grief, but it's on the opposite spectrum where relationships are healed, old wounds are healed, and that's sort of what, it's not sort of, I definitely want to do it and share and use this mouth. So thank you, Nuna. Nunu, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for all your patience and just really taking me under your wing and just feeling how badly I've been hurt. And I'm doing a lot of writing and a lot of journaling so I can get it all out. And I really want to help other people. And you're just amazing. You have a brilliant, beautiful light. And you touch so many people's lives and impact them in such uplifting and ways that where you're regenerated. And I'm just so blessed that, you know, Spirit put you in my path. And if we had this agreement before we both came in this incarnation to meet at this time and you would be helping me along, I just want to thank your soul because I really appreciate it, and I'm going to do everything in my power to pay that forward and help as many people as I can. And
right,
I'm sending you love.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you. You too. You have a good night.
Good night,
okay?
Katie.
Okay.
Thank you, love. Night, night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and I'm Nunu. We are going to be ending the episode earlier tonight because my throat is just at, you know, it's kind of screaming. But we will be back on Sunday with more Mary Hayden Trashley, you know, hopefully just geared up to do lots and lots of readings, high pumped energy. But I'm really glad to be able to be here for you this evening. You have a good night, and remember, be good to each other.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations. In the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.